Hello, I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I'm so blessed to be with you today. I'd like to share a verse of scripture with you out of God's Word, out of Jeremiah 33:3. This is called God's telephone number. It said, "Call upon me, and I will answer thee." And you know, God will answer us in the rest of this and show you great and mighty things. God today wants to bless you. God wants to hear and answer you, and He wants to show you His goodness and His greatness. Today, a lot of times we don't take time to pray, and we need to pray about all things in our life. You know, my husband, he went home to be with the Lord in February 2011, and there was a prayer that he always prayed. He prayed that he could preach to the day he died, and he prayed that when he went home to be with the Lord, he could have a sweet crossing. And on February the 15th of 2011, we were at a truck stop in Eloy, Arizona. And he had went out that morning, and he was witnessing to the truck drivers and preaching to them. And he came in the mobile chapel, and he said, "I'm going to rest a little while." And he sat down, and he rested a little while, and he stood up, and he told me, he said, "I'm going back out and preach to the boys." And with that, he fell into the arms of Jesus, and my husband went home to be with the Lord. And you know, that's how he prayed. He prayed that he could preach to the day he died. And he prayed that when he went home to be with the Lord, that he could have a sweet crossing. And that's exactly what God gave him. You know, I've thought about that so many times since then, that God granted that which he requested. God granted him the desires of his heart. God blessed him. He wanted to be faithful to do what God had called him to do until the day he died. I talk to so many people today that when they start out with something, they're always looking for a way out. If things don't go right or things don't go good, they want to quit. But you know, that's one thing that my husband, it was never in his vocabulary. He didn't want to ever quit. He didn't want to ever give up. He wanted to keep on keeping on. And I think about the Apostle Paul, when he, just before he was ready to lay his life down for the gospel, he said, "I fought a good fight. I finished my course." He said, "I am now ready to be offered up." Today, you're getting ready for something. Right now, as you're listening to this broadcast, you're either going somewhere, you're getting ready to go somewhere, or you're going. You're getting ready for something. But let me tell you, the one thing that we're all getting ready for is the one day our souls are going to be required of us. And I want to ask you that when that moment and that second comes, and let me tell you, within one heartbeat, my husband was gone, and the love of my life was gone out of my life. Let me tell you, it only took one heartbeat, and that's all it's going to take for any of us to leave this world. It's just one heartbeat. But are you ready for that day and that hour, should God require your soul of you today? Today, to be ready to meet Jesus, you must ask Him to be the Lord of your life. Ask Him to come in and save your soul. And I don't care what is in your life. I don't care what you've done. God will forgive you. God will redeem you. God will take away the sin. God will cleanse you. God will purge you. God will make you a new creature. Ask Him to come into your heart and forgive you of your sins, and He will. So many times that we've talked to men and women in the truck stops, and they felt like they had done too much or had been caught up into too much and things was hopeless. Let me tell you something. There is no such a thing as a hopeless case with the Lord Jesus Christ. God wants to forgive you. God wants to bless you. God wants to take care of you. He said, "I've come to give you life, and I've come to give you more abundant life." Not just life, but an abundant life. Our life and our joy is not based on the world system. It's based on God's system. And God is not going to fail. God is not going to let us down, for He is not a man that He should lie. The Bible tells us that He'll stick closer than a brother. He said, "I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you." Some of you that I'm talking to right now, you've had people to walk out of your life and break your heart and hurt you. But Jesus promised that He would never leave you, and He would never forsake you. He's a true friend. He's a true brother. Try Him today. I guarantee you'll not be disappointed. I thank you so much for listening to the broadcast, and I'd love to hear from you if the broadcast has been a blessing to you. You can write to me to Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. God bless you today. Lord, I thank you for all my listeners. I ask for a special blessing on them today. Encourage them, heal them, deliver them, and save them. In Jesus' name, amen.